Welcome to the In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with John Michelson with Midwest Military Outreach about an Iowa City Veterans Coffee and Camaraderie event next month.
We spoke about 2 months ago, right before your Vietnam Veterans Day dinner. So let's just start there. How did that event end up going?
Well, that was really wonderful. We had about 200 folks join us for dinner. We had General Martin Graber from Keokuk as our guest speaker. We presented him and a handful of other folks with Quilts of Valor and the Hansen Foundation with Iowa Select Farms, donated all the pork for the meal. So all around, it was a community effort.
Every time you come in, there's always some sort of either event or fundraiser going on to help veterans. Right now, the one that we're talking about is the upcoming Coffee and Camaraderie. That's the first I'm hearing of it. So can I just give you the floor and have you explain what that is?
Well, Coffee and Camaraderies are popping up all over eastern Iowa. And in the Iowa City area, we host the second Saturday of the month at the Veterans Liberty Center on South Riverside Drive. But for the month of June 8th specifically, Mary's Farm Sanctuary in Lone Tree has offered to host. And Mary's Farm Sanctuary has probably 24 miniature equine of various types, some goats, a draft horse, rescued dogs and cats. We will have some of the folks from the Art Corner at Veterans Liberty Center there with their sketch pads and pencils for folks to draw if any of the minis want to be models. We'll have coffee, we'll have donuts. My wife has been baking up a storm and thinks she can bring some of the sourdoughs down to biscuit-sized. So we're looking to have any veteran, their family, or folks that work with veteran supporting agencies to come out and join us.
So this is an event that you hold once a month?
We hold once a month of just a regular coffee and camaraderie.
It's just usually not at an animal sanctuary.
Right. And okay. Mary's Farm Sanctuary, again, takes in animals that either the owners have passed or have, you know, moved off the farm to a nursing home, or the animal is considered too old to be of use. So she's kind of the last stop for some of them. Sometimes she's the first stop. But it's hard not to like a miniature horse or a donkey or a mule. They're just great. And two of her horses are trained as therapy dogs.
Wow.
So they do go to the nursing homes in Hills and Lone Tree and interact with the residents there.
How did that connection happen? The veterans and an animal sanctuary, like where does that link happen?
Well, Mary used to work for the VA administration. She and my wife have been horse people for years and involved with dog rescues and horse rescues. And as I mentioned, she does have one large Belgian horse on her farm. And her trailer is geared towards the minis and the goats, whereas I have two large horses on my farm and a great big trailer, so we will do the hauling for Dutch when he needs to go see the farrier in Kelowna.
Right.
So it's been a long-term relationship, but as with most small communities, everybody's got family or friends that have served. Mm-hmm. So it's hard not to know a vet.
Right. And this Coffee and Camaraderie is going to be Saturday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to noon. Are these events mostly just for networking, vets being able to chat with other vets, or is there another motive behind it?
No, it's, again, the camaraderie of people who have similar life experiences and access to resources. If an older vet has had success with starting a business, going back to college, reintegrating into the civilian community, that a younger vet or newer community member can learn from, that's great. There are no wrong doors. Everybody knows somebody that can provide something.
So if there's a vet listening to this right now who wants to attend either this one or a Coffee and Camaraderie in the future, is there a sign up somewhere? Do they need to register? How do they go about doing this? Do they just show up?
They just show up.
So where's the best place they can get that information to find out where all this is?
If you have Facebook, it is listed as a Coffee and Camaraderie. You can look on Mary's Farm Sanctuary. You can look on the Veterans Liberty Center. You can look on Coffee and Camaraderie of Iowa City. I think we have shared this to Cedar Falls and Cedar Rapids as well. If you are traveling, the sanctuary is located at 5630 Wapello Avenue Southeast in Lone Tree. and that's just off Highway 22, just east of town.
Well, John, thank you so much. That's, again, the Coffee and Camaraderie event at Mary's Farm Sanctuary in Lone Tree, Saturday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to noon. Is there anything that we missed about that event in particular, or any events down the road that you just kind of want to pitch at this time?
We have a regular Friday morning breakfast in Mount Pleasant at the Veterans Hall. That'll be this Friday at 8:30, if anybody's in our southern listening area. And Mary and my wife will be out at the Iowa City Farmers Market every other weekend, promoting the sanctuary, selling handmade knit things and baked things. And Mary's 97-year-old mother makes these cute little bunnies, and homeless bunnies adopt for about $20 each and go towards buying hay for everybody else that lives there. They've proved very popular the last couple summers at the farmers market. If the stars align and I'm not busy with six other things, you'll find me out there helping them too. So if it involves pets or vets, I've probably got a hand in it.
That was John Michelson joining us on today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about a coffee and camaraderie event for Iowa veterans next month. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.